The following episode of the Webcomic Begin is most inappropriate. Probably not intended for younger listeners, however, it's as immature as younger listeners would come up with. But at least it's not another dick joke.
Now broadcasting the Webcomic Begin.
Oh. Yeah, don't do... Yeah.
When you mute your mic, it makes noise.
It makes a lot of noise.
That's super helpful. Fuck. What am I going to do if I have to burp or chew?
Burp, chew, or... Or wait. Move your head away from the mic to breathe.
It's attached to my head.
Okay, you totally didn't get that. Anyway, this is episode 115 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, and we... are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting community site. And if I said that right, at rampagenetwork.com, I'm Fess of, well, webcomicbeacon.com. You're right here, right now. And with me is, we got Mark Savory of autumnlake.com. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And we also have Tanya Higgins with a crappy-ass muting mic feature
from
daisiesandshit.com.
Yeah, that
you make
too.
It sound like Kung Fu Grip or something.
Wouldn't that be
comes
awesome?
Comes with crappy muting mic.
I would make the best action hero ever. I sit on my ass, eat donuts, and have a shitty mic. Woo!
So anyway, this week on the Webcomic Beacon, we kind of had a plan, but not really. And, you know, I just need just a mellow out period where I don't have to freak about what we're doing. So it's going to be an open forum today. We haven't really done one of those in a while. So if you're listening live, and you can listen live on our Ustream channel or on our only presently at our TalkShoe channel, but you go to webcomicbeacon.com/live for your options. I am wanting to move entirely to Ustream, so I'm going to be heavily encouraging that, as TalkShoe usually gives me serious issues when I'm trying to connect now. like not detecting the buttons I'm pushing to try to log in, for one, and it's a pain in the butt. But anyway, I also think Ustream is higher quality audio, but we'll see. In any case, so open forum, you can ping me on Skype as Fessworks, and if you got something to talk about webcomics or whatever, or mentioning, no cheap plugs, please, just because. We did that enough. And or you can call 1-320-310-0922. That is an American phone line, just so people know what the charges might be if you happen to dial. But then again, Skype is free for the most part, Skype to Skype. And one of the things that I came across recently was, well, before we get to that, Mark, Tanya?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been talking to you guys about changing when we do the show.
Yes.
And I was suggesting 12 noon Eastern.
Yes.
What would you feel about a flexible start time? As if we need to try to get guests on, we can start anytime between 12 noon and our usual time, but I would prefer earlier. So we can have like a few hours of flex time at which we can begin.
Okay, you prefer earlier than noon Eastern?
No. Prefer earlier than earlier than 3.
Because then fuck you is the answer.
No. Earlier fine than 3 p.m. Shoot for noon Eastern, but earlier than 3 p.m. So there's like a 3-hour window of when we can begin the podcast. Do you think you guys would be okay as long as you know ahead of time?
As long as I know ahead of time, I'm good.
Awesome.
As long as people know ahead of time if they want to listen live.
Well, yeah, you know. And,
just listen obsessively. Just constantly refresh your browsers on Webcomic Beacon over and over and over between the hours of 12 noon Eastern and 3 p.m. Eastern.
I like that. And I like that for our advertisers as well.
So there.
Anyway.
Whenever we do.
Yeah.
Tree Lobster says, yeah, no earlier than fuck you Eastern. Agreed.
Speaking of fucking, there
of
is
Christ.
Speaking of fucking.
Speaking of fucking.
Hello. Yes. What?
Yeah. recently, anyone who's familiar with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged series probably recently saw that like I think the past weekend on Wachow podcast. That's Wachow.podomatic.com. The guy who does the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged series was on, and somebody basically rescripted the first episode with and added the word vagina for like tons of different nouns here and there. And you hear them on the podcast, they're just cracking themselves up to no end. And the guy ended up recutting the first episode using that soundtrack, and it's on his site, and it's hilarious. It's like, I have not laughed so hard in such a long time, and it's honestly the first time I've laughed, you know, since a few weeks ago. But so
vagina jokes,
yeah,
it's highbrow humor.
They make everything better.
I mean,
vaginas do make everything better.
I do have to warn people for the I guess vagina sensitive crowd. Or the sensitive vaginas out there.
Sensitive vaginas are different.
They're they may not appreciate the show, but then it's funny. And at least it's not another dick joke.
That is true. There are enough dick jokes. We need vagina jokes.
We need more
equal
vagina
time.
Jokes.
Sorry.
And, of course, you know, let's rip this off and let's go through, like, you know, some of our favorite webcomics and see what happens when we rename them. Of course, sometimes they're only, like, one word, so that doesn't really work when you have a webcomic called vagina. Yeah, it doesn't really work for most of them. But, you know, the first one that, you know, Tanya and I were thinking of was Questionable Vagina.
But which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Vagina.
Which one?
Would it be like the It's Pat jokes from Saturday Night Live?
I don't recall those too much, except it was always ambiguous.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's
can't.
You didn't
hear
know
it.
If she's a man or a woman.
Well, that's
didn't
it.
Know
it's
if
a questionable
it was
vagina.
A man or...
Oh, yeah. I suppose that works. Girls with vaginas. I guess that one's kind of.
One would hope. Bob the Vagina.
Bob the Vagina, there. And Vaginas Like This might be another one.
Dueling Vaginas.
Oh, yeah, there we go, there we go.
I'd pay to see that. I hear there are movies about that sort of thing. I don't know.
Gypsy Girl Vagina.
The Phantom Vagina. What about that?
The Phantom Vagina.
That would make Jar Jar some sort of disease.
Oh, God. So
it wouldn't be good.
STI.
Just saying.
Here's one of Ginger's Vagina.
Oh, see, I was going to go with Ginger Vagina. Yeah? I know a couple Ginger Vaginas, actually, as it turns out.
Ginger Snap.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Vagina
Cookie.
Vagina Genius.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here's
are we really... Okay, I just need to ask. Is everyone just going through their list of webcomics alphabetically?
Not alphabetically. I'm just kind of perusing mine, going through the update schedule. There's Penny Vagina.
Oh, the Thinking Ape Vagina.
God. Mm-hmm. Let me check the chat room to see if anybody's chiming up. Nope, not yet, but we'll be looking for... Oh, Vagina Lobsters. That sounds nasty.
It actually does.
Ew. Talk about crabs. Hey-o!
Yeah, there you go.
Calamities of Vagina. Yeah, this is so very inappropriate. I don't know if we'll gain or lose
vagina
listeners.
Vagina versus vagina.
Vagina versus vagina. Prepare to vagina. Well, part of the problem is we're missing Tanya right now. We're trying to get a hold of Tanya again because she dropped. So let's take a break from the vagina-ness. We're going to take a break until we get vagina back. Tanya back.
Ha 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 Well, technically, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, anything interesting happening in the webcomic world? I don't think we had a show last week, did we?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. There's some conventions going on. I think Mocha is going on.
Oh, yeah, C2E2?
C2E2 is going on.
Oh, shit, Tanya. Oh, man, did I just hang up on Tanya?
No, I hung up. I sent you a message.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, there you are.
Hello. Hello. I missed the vagina goodness.
Well, we
welcome
decided,
to my world.
We decided to take a little bit of break until you got back.
Oh.
But we already went through a couple already. Oh, what about some others that you read, Tanya? I keep trying not to call you vagina.
Cat and vagina. Or for that matter, it could be vagina and girl, which is...
They go together.
They do, typically.
Mm.
I generally go together with my own... But not so much. They tend to be full of drama. Did we? Certainly, we did Autumn Vagina, right?
No.
No. Vagina Lake.
Vagina.
It's a very wet lake.
Ew. Hubba hubba.
That's a little too wet. Okay. Now you need a towel.
Oh, here we go. Between Vaginas. I'll try, you know what, I'm going to have to, like, listen through all of this and, like, make links for each one of the actual, you know, real name that we're talking about, but maybe keep the name that we use to describe it.
That's going to be horrid.
I know, for me.
Vagina hockey.
Okay.
Last place, vagina.
Vagina hunters.
It's Mark again.
Challenges of vagina. Life ain't no vagina farm. I'm sorry. It's so bad.
I mean vagina.
God.
My cardboard vagina.
Peter is the vagina.
Masters of the vagina.
Poorly drawn vagina. Oh, dead vagina. That doesn't sound good.
Very Bible vagina.
Tanya, you gotta fix your internet because you sound like fucking bubbly robot underwater.
I don't know what's wrong. It's only when I talk to you freaks. It's something to do with fucking Skype or
Wireless?
Always. I have no choice.
No, you have a choice. Give me your address. I will mail you a long ass cord. Okay? I have a 100-foot cord here that
only
I don't need.
Only Skype. It never happens. I do live shit all the fucking time. It's only you guys.
Yeah, but you know how many things are connected to this one chat? At least three of
them.
Vagina.
I think it's cool. It sounds like a Doctor Who alien.
I mean, we have two Skypers with you, plus a phone line is connected. So you're getting more data transfer. I mean, that's the
more
best
data transfer than video chat.
More cowbell
between you and another person. Yeah, maybe
between me and like six other people.
Well, then what are you doing?
What,
Tanya?
I do video meetings.
Oh yeah,
is that what you're calling them?
yeah, that's what I'm calling them.
That's what you're going with.
That's my story.
All right.
Yep.
Wow. It's like the digital age of those phone lines. You know, 1-900, whatever. Only now it's with cameras and stuff.
Call it tech support. Do I still sound like I'm underwater?
When it happens for like 10 seconds max. But it's usually because it's stretching out like 4 seconds.
A word.
Yeah.
No, I wonder if it's because I have Google open, and when Google refreshes it, screws up.
Yeah, just did it right now.
It's right there.
So
close everything.
There you go.
I have Skype up.
Oh, really?
Everything else is
okay.
Closed everything.
There we
Time
go.
Lord.
Wait, shit, am I recording?
Doctor.
Yes. Okay. Man, I'd be kicking my ass if I weren't recording. Here we go. Let's take a look at some Onyx Sparrow's been vagina I could do. The vagina of Discord. Looking for vagina. I'm not sure what comic that one's to.
Looking for group.
Oh, okay. The Dreamland Vaginas. That's just wrong.
I have Dreamland Vaginas.
Rival Vaginas. Well, that's, yeah, okay. Yeah, it is. That one, yeah, Daisies and Vagina. Yeah, that one's easy. let's find some more suggestive ones. Oh, well, Cheap Vaginas. There we go.
Aww.
Any port in a storm.
God. That's horrid. This is horrid.
It is. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Flaky Vagina.
I don't even think there's a treat. I don't even think there's a cream. That's not right.
Oh, that's so bad and wrong. Please send your complaints to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
I don't know what the guest ad for this show is going to look
like. Oh, I got it.
Oh, ew.
Supermassive black vagina.
Shut your mouth. Oh, God. That's where we're going to get the complaints. Jeez.
Yeah, best.
We went straight to blaxploitation vagina.
No, I didn't. It's just following along, and it's equal play. I'm being fair to all groups. Tanya, don't be hating.
Oh, God.
Just talking about black vagina.
Yeah. This one sounds like a pagan coven. Order of the Vagina.
Order of the Vagina.
It's like the female version of the Freemasons, I guess.
You could also have Vagina of the Stick.
Oh man. That's
Nice. We're disgusted by ourselves now.
Yes,
That's good.
Okay, fine. Tiny vagina teeth.
Ooh, that sounds brutal.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds frightening. That's
them
like
things
the
are already scary. Now they're really scary.
They're squishy and warm. They're good.
Oh, God.
The things that they're attached to can be scary. But the vaginas themselves are very nice.
Yes. Well, this is the last episode of the Webcomic Beacon. If we're not here next week, well, this is why.
Garfield without vagina. I like that.
Oh, poor Garfield.
I don't know. He doesn't seem like he cares about vagina.
I think he's too fat and lazy. He never goes after the girl kitty.
Yeah, he does.
It's really sad to be too fat and lazy for vagina.
He goes after that girl kitty all the time.
He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, the pink one with the really long neck.
Yeah. I guess he'll just have to settle for Nermal.
Somebody told me Nermal's supposed to be a boy kitten.
I heard he was a girl kitten.
I always thought he was a girl kitten ever since I was a kid.
But you never see Nermal anymore.
No, you do, on the freaking CGI cartoon of Garfield they have now.
Oh, did we lose her again?
No, she's...
Isn't that a child? Is that a kitten?
You're being bubbly again, Tanya.
She's a kitten, what? Maybe he likes him young. I don't know. What?
I don't know. I think we lost Tanya again. We did lose Tanya. Oh, I feel so bad for her and her crappy connection. Seriously, I'm going to mail her a freaking Ethernet cord. Or I'm going to give it to her.
Mail her a connection?
I'm gonna give her freaking Ethernet cables when I see her on PenguinCon.
Ah, PenguinCon.
I have a 100-foot Ethernet cable running through my apartment right now. And I don't even need that long of cord.
Oh, stop the cord.
I'm bringing you a damn cord. So you can have real internet speed, because wireless is just suckiest thing ever.
I need a damn cord.
I know.
There. Yeah, I'm sending it to IT.
Submit a ticket.
I submitted a ticket. Payments are a lot more fun, but...
Let's see here. The Smashing Adventures of the Vaginas? I'm not even sure what comic that's supposed to be.
The Vagina Beacon?
Like a lighthouse?
That seems creepy.
It is.
Oh, oh no! I don't want to say that one. I don't want to.
I want to. What is it? What is it? Send it. I'll do it.
Beaver and vagina. Is it...
Okay, fine. I'm sending it because I don't want to say it.
Oh, how bad can it be that you can't say it?
I just
it?
Don't want to because it's a nice comic. I like it.
Well, okay. I liked most of the comics that we just turned into vaginas.
What's this one?
Dan and Mab's furry vaginas.
That's so bad.
Okay, but it's funny.
Yeah, but I want to get her on the show. I wanted to get her on the show since the beginning.
We're insulting these comics.
Well, no. In fact, we're promoting them in a odd
in a
way.
Weird vagina-like way.
Weird way.
Yeah.
In a slightly moist fashion.
Anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I don't know.
We just don't know.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community at rampagenetwork.com. Don't forget that we broadcast our shows live. Tune in on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Join our live chat room. Visit our forums for unified discussions on latest topics, collaborations, projects, events, or contests at webcomicbeacon.com/forum.
Well, I submitted my ticket. We'll see what happens.
Yes, Penguiconery seems very exciting.
So yes, PenguiCon, not next week, but the week after, May 30th to April 30th to May 2nd.
Yeah.
And I guess Melissa of Tin Lizard Productions, we've had her on the show before, will be coming with me, and we're going to be rooming with Tanya and her husband.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
We're just gonna let Steven... we're going to need some sort of, like, college tie-on-the-door system. Because there will be girls at the convention. There will be vaginas.
I think it's what you say.
Seriously, Tanya, have you listened to these episodes? You're just bubbling up a storm here. We just hear, like, vaginas bubble out over, like, 5 seconds.
I quit.
Don't quit. It's hilarious.
No, I think it'll.
Glad at least someone's enjoying it. Damn it!
What's not to enjoy?
But yeah, we should be fine as long as we have some sort of a college knocking system.
I guess
hopefully the vaginas he wishes to explore have their own rooms, and then we won't have any problems.
Well, then I might there have to go back into my own room. And maybe put Jason in your room. That'd be cruel to Jason, though, I think.
I got my own room.
Well, there we go. We'll just have Steven use Mark's room. No, I think we'll be safe. I'm fairly sure he'll only be prowling when we're at the table anyway, so.
Right. Yeah, he has to schedule around us. There, how about that?
Oh, he will. Okay, he's very polite.
Apparently. Anyway,
so what are you bringing to PenguiCon?
Oh, me personally, your stuff.
But I mean, besides that, what are you planning? Bringing anything? Doing anything? What are y'all doing? Bringing? Planning?
Anything you're saying? Now you sound like a Borg.
It's you because he sounds fine to me.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
Okay, now you sound like a weird sexy Borg. I don't even understand. I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds good.
Resistance is futile, baby. Now you will be assimilated. Simulated by my yeah.
Vagina Trek. Oh, come on. And
sugar, who wants Captain Picard when I can have you? Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have some cookbooks there if any one person wants one. I'll have a few copies of my cookbook there, and what else? I have some Robot-y posters, and hopefully some T-shirts.
Shit, I forgot to look into T-shirts. Damn, Tanya dropped again. Yeah, I think I'm gonna call the place that I would go for T-shirts, and I'll ask them, look, how long would it take to print some up? And I'll probably actually do it if I could get them in time. I'll just pick a bunch of random shirts, and they'll probably sell for like $15, if that. Well,
That's a pretty good price.
It would obviously be for a very low profit. But
what are you selling? Because I missed it. Because
if I can get some Webcomic Beacon Signal shirts printed.
Ah, yes.
My other idea was to basically control plus Z on a blue shirt with white lettering. One might even actually just sell but I don't know.
Right. Generally, I think that shirts that can stand on their own, you know, for people that don't. That aren't part of a specific community sell better.
Well, true, but you know the Webcomic Beacon shirt does kind of look cool. All I did was just put the signal on it, no anything else, just that.
See, and that's good.
And then if people ask, they can probably tell them, you know. Otherwise, it just looks standalone.
Because it looks like wireless.
Yeah, it could be anything.
It looks like the little wirelessies that you have signal, doesn't it?
A little bit. It's a more of a drawn look though, like Becky's shirt. So I like it. And unless we can get some pre-orders. I mean, if people are looking to buy a shirt, I can tell you, if I can get them by PegoCon, it'd be no more than $15. For anybody who asks now, if I have to make it more, they will only have to pay $15. So I'm saying right, at least no more than $15 for those who hear this and will call me out on it.
But you said it was only
$15. You bastard!
For the first batch only, because then I will know better. But I'm hoping it could be cheaper. I have no idea how much the actual end cost is going to be, but it should be fine. And you know, if you let me know, and if you want to actually send me money first, I'll include the shipping price in that for those who pre-order and give me a specific shirt size and shirt color, and I'll match the color as best as what's available. Otherwise, I'll probably mostly be printing some black ones, which would look cool already, I think. The red and black.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think I can find a dark teal shirt. I don't think they exist.
I'm always afraid of colors. Any of the conventions I've been to, the colors don't sell as well.
All right, colors don't sell well.
I've seen people with really great shirts that they'll have printed on colored teal. All I'm bringing is what? Were you in the water again?
Yeah, you were, and I don't know what's causing it. You have to have like some fucking spyware or some shit on there, or it's just your goddamn wireless. I don't know.
It's funny because it slows down what you say at the same time as making you sound like Doctor Who alien.
I quit.
We love you, Tanya. Don't quit.
So you're bringing Squidworks stuff?
Yes, I've got some of John Peters' books, the Gypsy book, which is phenomenal, and I adore it. And every page has dozens of weird geek references that, you know, it's brilliant. And I've got some of Stan Yan's stuff and business cards for me. That's it. I'm not selling jack.
Somebody in the chat room's asking, so, webcomics? Yeah, not so much this episode. We'll see.
No. Talking about vaginas. Catch up.
Yeah, for the most part. Oh, I am printing up... I've already printed up webcomic beacon cards, which I'll actually have nice new ones to show, and I just printed up some PSI cards, and I printed up some Rampage Network cards.
Well, are they the same beacon cards you sent us, or do you have different ones now?
I don't remember which ones I sent you. Are they nice and glossy?
They're glossy, and it's got Becky on one side, and it says a weekly topical web.
Those are those.
So it's a lie, actually. Right there, it says a weekly topical web comics podcast.
Oh, it says
what topic?
It's it's as close to that as possible. I'm not reprinting those.
Oh yeah, that's what you sent me. I still have them sitting here.
Yeah,
I'm also printing up a new banner.
Excellent.
Actually, I'm printing up a huge banner, which I hope to cut down because they don't sell a freaking 2x3. The shortest width they've got is 4 feet, and it's like that's not going to be half of a table.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a 9-foot long banner, and I'm dividing it into three. One is the Jenny Everywhere banner, one is the Rampage Network banner, and one is Webcomic Beacon banner. And the idea is that I put them in an order since we should have all three tables next to each other.
Mm.
So I wouldn't have to worry about cutting it up right now.
That's interesting.
And maybe I can just fold it up for whatever one I need to use it for later. I don't know. But
you might be able to, actually. And if you get the little stick-on, banner hanger tabs, you should be able to place them to where you could fold it up and do neat origami things.
Stick on banner tags?
Yeah. It's what I used to hang the banner last year. They're basically clear plastic tags that have a loop at the top and a really strong adhesive. And the adhesive, of course, sticks to the banners, and then you slip a string or something through the loop.
Hmm.
Adhesive banner tags. I know you can get them from Vistaprint. I'm not sure.
Well, on the banner itself, it's going to have at each four of the corners copper tab holes, which you could run a rope through. And
you can make your own too.
I know, you have to buy the device first, and the whatever.
Yeah, but it's
$10. No, they're not.
They are.
Well, the one I saw was $40.
Yeah, go to Hobby Lobby.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a Hobby Lobby is?
Like a Michaels
do you have a
Moore.
That I went to.
Hobby Lobby is bastards. I can't stand Hobby Lobby, but they have stuff I like. But
I mean, Michael's. There's a Joann Fabrics, which I found that at, and
they're really expensive. No,
Joann Fabrics.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the only spot I found one at.
Yeah, go to a general craft store where they have a bazillion different kinds.
You don't have an AC Moore
online. Go to Michaels.com.
ACMoore.com.
Yeah, there's all
I'm
kinds.
Surprised you don't have you're outside Minneapolis, aren't you? I mean, I'm surprised you don't have a.
Yo, I don't go outside. I don't go into the cities. I don't know where shit is. I don't know where to park. We're not going to get ass raped for parking there.
You get ass raped for parking?
Well, to how much it costs.
Oh, well, that's a little different.
I don't like the cities. I know of places in St. Cloud where I used to live. There's a Crafts Direct there. I can probably check there. Let me just write down banner.
What you're looking for is a grommet fastener.
Grommet.
And there you go. That's what that's called.
Wallace connector.
I love Wallace.
All right, written down.
Excellent.
Tanya, do you want me to bring some of the shirts you sent me, says Onyx Sparrow.
No, God, no. Keep them, sell them, burn them, give them to homeless people. Don't bring them.
Are they that bad?
Okay, here's the problem with my shirts, all right? I love my shirts. I think they're hilarious. And everyone that stops at the table goes, oh my God, that's so funny. I could never wear that. And they walk away.
Well, which is true. I mean, maybe it works.
You can't pronounce that you're bisexual on a shirt. People won't buy it. You can't say anything about vaginas on a shirt. People won't buy it. You can't. There's I'm not a nice person. I'm rude, and the shirts are rude, and no one buys them.
Maybe they work better for as stickers that you could stick on your notebook.
Maybe.
You know,
stickers would have been fucking cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
At least they look at your shirts.
They do look at them. And I've had I actually had a really amazing conversation with a Navajo man about I have one of the shirts is only the bisexuals can save us, and he stopped and he looked at it and he said, you know, in my culture, bisexuals are sort of revered and they're put into places, you know, tribe counselors and all this stuff. And he says, I found it really difficult in the rest of America because there's so many weird ideas and prejudices and blah, blah, blah. So I had a great 3-hour conversation with this guy. Didn't buy a shirt.
Did he buy a shirt? He didn't buy a shirt, did he?
No.
Well,
he was actually in traditional dress. He's like a tribe elder. He's not,
he'd be the talk of the tribe.
Oh, I bet. So nobody buys those shirts. So, yeah, there are a bunch of homeless people in Denver right now wearing wolf in vagina clothing t-shirts because I couldn't sell them, so I gave them away. So no, Mike, please keep them. Sell them. Give them to homeless people. They can proclaim their wolfy vaginas. You know what? I bet homeless people won't even wear them. They'll shred them up and use them for...
You know what? Yeah, actually, you know what?
Window rack.
Bring some. Bring some of those shirts. I will try to sell them.
To who?
I am a salesperson. I can be a salesperson if I have no real personal stake. I found out that I'm better at trying to sell other people's things than my own things.
Okay, here's actually what I'm going to do. I'm just going to announce this now. I am going to bring the remainder of the shirts that I printed for Beta Pwned. I'm going to bring them all. Every goddamn one of them is going for $5. I don't care.
There you go.
Make them go.
What do they say?
For $5, you could use them to clean around the house. They're great. For
yeah,
windows.
But what do they say?
I have Wolf and Vagina Clothing t-shirts. I have Only Bisexuals Can Save Us. I have This Conversation May Be Recorded for My Future Amusement.
Easier one to sell.
People could wear that, surely.
Yeah, but they don't.
You need a sign that says inappropriate shirts for sale.
And then people will
And then what you do is you don't even show them to people. You just put them in a paper bag.
Maybe that's what I'll do. It'll be a grab bag shirt.
Grab bag shirt.
You give me your size and whether you want girls or boys. I also have shirts that are just white with black print that says, I'm not that guy or I'm not that girl. I don't care. $5. You can use them.
They
are great for cleaning windows and mirrors.
Oh, Jesus.
T-shirts are.
I'm going to have a bunch of those. I know I am. I'm going to have a bunch
like
of those.
I like your shirts.
But nobody does.
Well, no, nobody likes them because you're selling them right now through, what is it, Zazzle or Captain Press?
Yeah.
Print them.
And they're expensive.
They are.
People would buy them for $15 if they didn't have to pay shipping. Like, I think you'll have a better luck selling them at the con.
We'll see. We will see. We shall see indeed.
We shall
we'll
see.
Just get, robot we'll, get shirts. Stephen, we'll get Stephen to round up a bunch of girls who are willing to flash their boobs to anyone who buys a shirt.
Okay, what else? Who cares about
the
shirts?
We have to play within the rules of the convention.
They don't allow that?
Probably not in a public area,
it's going to be in my room. Who cares?
There we go.
Private
just
showing.
Getting girls together to flash me. Okay with that, sort of. But, yeah.
He knows a couple exhibitionists. Maybe I can get them to come. I don't know. I'm all pimping him up, and he's probably going to be like, meh, I'm not interested.
Have some people wearing them so I can have pictures of people wearing them, see?
Well, I'm going to be wearing them because I printed up two that were baby dolls.
Good. Did you get one of each? Or?
I did.
Oh, good.
And actually, I was going to ask you if I can have them print one up for my daughter, too, because she likes them.
Sure.
I think I'm going to have a kissing booth.
Are you going to have
charity.
A kissing
Take it out, trade.
The wireless blows, and I need a cord.
You're going to have a kissing booth, Fess?
Maybe. I'm thinking about it.
Is it going to be like $1 for a peck on the cheek and like $5 for tongue, or are you more expensive
and
than that?
Like $10 for a proper snog.
Wait a minute. Hmm. That's an awful lot for. I mean, snogging leads to other things. Are you meeting your girlfriend? Isn't there a girlfriend involved, Fess?
What we are right now, we're dating, but not exclusive.
Hmm. Well, then go for snogging.
So, I think it might be fun. For me, at least. Maybe. I don't know. But then again, I don't know. I'm wondering, just to make it fair, if I'm, like, non-discriminating.
Non-discriminatory.
Yeah, so I guess if there's guys that really want to, I guess I would. But that'd be more, maybe. Or maybe, no, the girls have to...
I don't know
pay
if it's that kind of
that.
Convention.
Actually, it is. Don't you remember the cards last year? The little things where you mark them off?
It is that convention. Absolutely.
It is that convention. I could probably make a lot of money.
It's possible.
I've always wanted to
pour myself. I think people feel weird paying for it. I think they'd rather buy you drinks than buy an actual kiss.
Yeah, they'd rather, like, you know, buy you dinner and sort of seduce you. Than.
But it's for charity.
Oh, well, charity. I didn't know it was for charity. I thought it was for your pocket.
To
Are you charity?
Yeah, to get Mark a date.
You're calling him charity now?
Well, come on. Everyone's been ripping on him.
Case.
He rips on him.
Hey, I could be tax deductible, ladies.
Oh, I'm going to
give you a receipt and everything.
I'm going to make... Steven's going to have to give you classes or something.
It wouldn't do it good.
Not with that attitude.
James Bond couldn't help me get laid in a French whorehouse.
Actually, Mark, you know some of your robot stuff, some of your robot ideas?
Yeah.
You might be able to do something like even get the
girl robot, what?
But like a screen printed shirt with that may have like a couple of colors or something like that, and do one of your like cool like robot minimalist design shirts. And,
well,
and get
to bring it.
And get like
the t-shirts that he's printing up are robots.
Oh, okay.
And I'm getting them screen printed. So.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say if you like went to like and bought, because like basically it seems like 12 is the magic number for like t-shirt print shops for mm-hmm. a minimum order. So, all right, well, yeah,
we got it covered.
There's a shirt idea I want to do for Ardra, but I just got to get off my ass to draw a sketch so we can get Trevor to actually draw it, but. Basically, I think all three of the girls jumping up, yelling science, and it's like the 70s sort of like come out of the background lettering. It might look cool enough for even a poster. I mean, it's kind of general enough. You really don't need to know who the characters are. And, you know, it's a science joke,
cool, too.
Yeah. But that's something I'll probably look into later. I did want to mention before we go to break here that. Melissa is on a podcast now. It's not her podcast, but she was signed on to The Geek Life, which is at thegeeklife.tv, and they signed her on when they were starting to turn into a weekly podcast, and they've been around for a while. They just had episode 52 last week, I think, and it's a nice geek podcast, you know. And of course, whenever Melissa just gets laughing her ass off, it's hilarious. I know her in person, and if you can get her to really laugh, it is the most hilarious thing. It's like I can't even describe it. It's so hilarious. But I had her rofling one time, literally. It was awesome.
Did you just pronounce RFL?
He did. Rofling. It sounded rather naughty.
Oh,
I so got hit a rofling.
Really? How did you do that? Is it
Rofled
a button combo like on
that?
Xbox or?
That's okay.
Yes, that's
there
a good
no
podcast. I've listened to it actually.
Say what?
I've listened to The Geek Life. It's a fun little podcast.
I never listen to anything.
Yeah, apparently not even this show, which you should, so you can hear what bubbly.
I'm on it. Why do I have to listen to it?
A bubbly robot. Well, especially this episode since you missed a lot.
I did.
Yeah, and you can hear yourself as a bubbly robot, not like happy and chipper, but like drowning.
Oh,
that type of.
And then I just unplugged my mic with my foot.
There you go.
And it's now time for break.
There we go.
Have news, questions, comments, or advertising inquiries? Transmit them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or dial 1-320-310-0922.
I think they'd actually be cool if you did them kind of Andy Warhol style. If you did, like, you know, 6 or 8 of them, you know, a nice even number, and did them in rows, you know, like in 2 rows or 3 rows.
Oh, I have something like that.
And did it as a poster. I would buy that shit in a heartbeat.
I have something like that, but it would be all these different colors, though. That would be very expensive.
That's the whole point of, like, the no. Do it on a poster. It'd be good.
Oh, on a poster.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did that shit on my wall. That would be awesome.
Mark, go to gotprint.com and check out some of their pricing. They do bulk printing for things like that. And when you actually look at it, some of them look like if you can get at least a decent number of pre-orders, you can at least cover your initial costs.
That's possible.
There's been some that I was looking at that were like 100 or 1,000, it was like $50 or $100, depending on what you're looking at. But if you can get enough pre-orders at a certain rate, it's something that certainly would be doable.
It's hard to do when you only have 40 people a day looking at your comic.
Well, yeah, but the other thing too is if you go to, like, I know Vistaprint is sort of like, you know, dogged on. If you get a merchant account with Vistaprint, you get super low prices.
See, that's what I don't like about Vistaprint.
What's wrong with Vistaprint?
Well, like, the initial first-time buyer is going to have, like, this 50%, quote-unquote, 50% off, a.k.a. real price. And then after that, you get their inflated price, which is...
No. I know, but look, if you sign up for a merchant account, you get resale prices. The merchant account is free. All you have to have is, like, if you've trademarked your name or anything, like Autumn Lake, anything like that, you get yourself a merchant account or get with somebody who has a merchant account, like, I don't know, me, and then, you know, I can print them for you for cost, but their minimums are non-existent. And that's the thing that I like about them is there's no minimum. So if you want to print 10 posters... You still get them at a decent price, not the best price, like if you print it off 100 somewhere else, but it's great printing.
Do you have a pricing chart?
Huh?
Do you have a pricing chart?
Because
if you can get a screen cap of that or something like that, I'd like to compare. Or can just go to, if you go to Gotprint and you can compare for us, if you can take a quick look, because they list all of their prices just right there in quantities.
Is that what Adam was using? I know Adam was asking about that. Callisti, I know he was asking about that for his Apple of Discord booklets or something. He tweeted about it yesterday. Pretty sure that's the one he mentioned. Got print. I was using Print Place to get my little flyers made, which are just the Robot Law graphic. That's all they are this year. So I'll have some to sell or hand out or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Sign them.
But yeah, I'm kind of interested since I'm kind of able to put some front money up now, I guess. I could take a couple more chances on a couple of things versus just hem and hawing about it. But of course, I still would like people that would want them to speak up. Because then I can get them at a reasonable rate. And sell them at a reasonable rate as well, too. I mean, as far as, like, getting a profit off of them, you know, I can deal with a small margin of profit if I can keep the price down enough for people to actually buy them up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, that's the trouble with the print-on-demand, like you say.
Yeah, that doesn't really work even well
I can't justify marking them up like more than a buck. I feel guilty if I do, because the cost is so much to start with.
Yeah.
Although you can do all the different colors and things, which is nice.
Yeah. But that's the thing. There has to be like local. What is that? What kind of printing is that called? Because I know screen printing is the better quality, but then again, you may not be able to do like, which is basically printing a picture on a t-shirt as though it's paper.
Well, the other thing, you know,
it's like it's sprayed on or something. It's like the colors are sprayed on, or there's some weird hot process, or
yeah, is there a name for that type of printing though? There's screen printing, and then there's that printing. It's like, I don't know, bubble jet t-shirt printing, maybe.
Something like that. That's what it is. Tanya, I honestly don't know. I don't know what the name would be.
Tanya dropped again. Tanya fucking dropped again.
Vagina dropped. Darn. Yeah, I know. With Cafe Press, they had like on the black t-shirts, they don't look good at all. Not when I used to use them, because it's like plastic that's spray painted on.
It's a special printer.
Rubs off.
And it works just like an inkjet printer.
Yeah, like an inkjet printer.
Except it uses
It's like plastic.
Fabric.
Tanya.
It's a terrible connection.
You know, I quit.
No, Tanya, I love you. Don't go.
Poor Tanya.
It's wonderful. And but
no, son of the fuck. It is not wonderful. Damn it.
No, but we did hear what you're saying. We're just a little bit more patient. So, I see what you're saying. Because I have my Fest shirt. I have a negative shirt that I got that when they first introduced the on the black shirt. It's basically kind of what I'm guessing is as if they screen print just like white. And then they print on top of that white.
That's actually how even professional screen printers, when they're doing colors on black, they do a white screen print first, and then they screen print the colors on.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, you know, the colors won't show up. It'll be too dark underneath it. But they're not using that weird plastic shit.
Yeah.
They're just like throwing it through a bubble jet printer. Oh, hey, I saw on TV late night, there was this thing, and I was like thinking, oh, man, that'd be so cool. It's like this thing where you can like, I forgot what it's even called, but it's like you can do self-screen printing.
You can get kits to do that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking,
supposedly it's easy, but I don't know.
Harder than it looks by a lot.
Sure
I know, but I could easily just crank out like those t-shirts. You know, it looks fairly straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it may not be easy. I mean, it's obviously going to be a lot of work, but it looks fairly straightforward.
There's some YouTube that'll show you too.
Matt Scott screen prints his own stuff. Talk to Scott.
Yeah. Well, whatever he uses, I'll ask what he uses, and I'll ask what the quality is. Or I'm not sure if he's still in Minnesota, but I could check and see what he has.
I'd like to do it on paper. Yeah.
I'd like to do screen printing like just on paper, because then you don't really – because shirts can add up, even if you buy them at the craft store for $4 a piece.
Yeah.
If you screw them up enough, you know.
Yeah. You can get markdown t-shirts, or you know, better yet, if you're just practicing screen printing, just go to like a fabric store and buy, you know, 3 yards of t-shirt fabric.
That's a good idea.
Onyx Sparrow says he owns a heat transfer machine.
Yeah, heat transfer is that plastic stuff.
Is that what like the print on demand things use?
Some of them, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, some of the print-on-demand, they're using the basically inkjet printers that spray on the stuff. But any shirt you've had where it feels like, you know, plasticky, like something that's been sort of glued onto the shirt,
right?
That's heat transfer.
Okay, yes, that's what Cafe Press uses, because I remember reading it. It uses heat transfer.
Oh, well, that's a problem. Yeah, that's not even sprayed on. That's not inks. They look great because, you know, it's perfect printing. But you really have to be careful when you wash them.
Fold it inside out.
Yeah, they rub off. They rub away.
You fold it inside out.
Inside Out and only on cold, and you know, be nice.
Yeah,
to,
I don't wear slash wash this one shirt too much, but I probably. I mean, it's just a freaking bar. I mean, if I can like find
it's
some
just
sort of
a negative bar,
it's a negative bar, and if I can just like find that, recreate it, and then I can like an iron on, you know, then that'd be
just
fine.
Iron on felt. You could get iron on felt as your negative bar. That would work.
But this one works so far.
Is really just a roller that's really what it does.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah. No, not silver duct tape. I'm not going to use silver duct tape. I have to be red. So I'll get red duct tape.
You can get like double-sided sticky heat transfer-y stuff and felt, and you could just like iron on your own negative bar on your shirt.
Yeah, no. I'm fine. I do have a Zazzle printed webcomic beacon shirt on a turquoise shirt, which has more to it. It was a test shirt, and it's okay. I might end up wearing it, but it's like Tanya was saying earlier, yeah, colored shirts. Nobody's going to want to wear a bright green shirt. No. I mean, I'd admit, if I could get the beacon shirt, like exactly like that color and printed, you know, I'd make all you guys wear it, but it's a dark teal shirt, but I really want to get that shirt printed and find a girl that can cosplay as Becky.
Oh yeah,
so I can get a photo version.
A date.
I was gonna say get a photo version of the cover because I don't have.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, I don't have that yet.
That would be really cool. We could find a chick.
Yeah,
I can't help you there because I can't find them.
Well, I just need.
Wait, what are we finding a chick for?
I want to try to make the Becky shirt like. As close to exactly like it as possible, and then find a girl that can cosplay as Becky, so we can get a shot for the webcomic Beacon cover, so I can have like a live action version.
That'd be cool.
Because I try to have some of everything, like one of the Lego comicers, Lego brick comicers at the Brick Comic Network, has already constructed a Lego version for the cover, so that's cool.
That's really neat.
And so I'll have that. So I got my Lego version. All right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm hopeful. Maybe I can sell some of them, and the ones I have left over, I'll see if I can't coerce what few readers I have into sending me a few bucks and getting one. It would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be nice. But I kind of do have a. I think I do have a. A mock-up I made of all the covers, like on a poster.
That would be cool.
I've never done anything with it, though.
I mean, yeah. I would buy that shit, frame it, and stick it on the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be one sale.
Yes. set up a few different kind of like layouts and designs within looking at what poster like sizes are, and then you know properly construct it, and then. Put a couple feelers out there to say, hey, which one kind of looks really cool, or you know, test it, and then, it's basically factoring out what the minimum print would be, and then how much you'd sell per poster. I mean, when people sell posters, like webcomics sell posters for like a decent sized poster, bigger than an 8x7, like the 17x11 or whatever the hell poster size is. I mean, how much do they usually go for?
Ten to fifteen.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be too late to get anything made now. I could Zazzle a couple.
Gotprint.
I feel Zazzle.
Oh, don't please don't do Zazzle.
No. On Gotprint, though they have like minimals. Gotprint, they have a few examples and as far as like I should be, like I just put in my order today for the banner and the cards, and I looked at the processing time and the shipping time
on Vistaprint and have it there for me.
Yeah, this should be here within 2 weeks. By the time to leave.
Hmm.
Or Vistaprint, like Tanya's beloved Vistaprint.
Yeah, we have to leave like a lot sooner, so.
Yeah, we only have like a week and a half, so I don't know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, I expressed the shipping a little bit more. I did the 3-day, I think, versus ground, which is like 5 to who knows, but I should be fine. Should be fine with the 3-day, but yeah.
Because well,
did you just knock on wood?
No, I was tapping my chapstick thing on the desk.
I thought you were doing a little superstitious thing, like I hope, click click. It was just very cool.
Well, the big steampunk poster I did last year, that was Zazzle, because their printed stuff is actually pretty good. It
looks great, but it costs too much. That's the problem.
Yeah, it does. I'll have to look at Gotprint, see what I can do. Maybe I can make a 3 or 4 of them, and we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. I was just using Print Place, but I'll check the other, see what I can come up with. So there. Do we have any milestones this week?
Oh, hey, let me check the email and see what all I've missed so far. Speaking of advertising on the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, we have Jaden and Crusader having the top spot, and that's at jadenandcrusader.com. And as well as the Tower banner, we have Jaden and Crusader once again at jadenandcrusader.com. And let's see here. If I'm pronouncing this correctly, it's Walking the Lethe, or Lethe, or Leith. I screwed it up again, but that's L-E-T-H-E. And that's walkingtheleith.com. And you can check that out. It is, I forgot what it was about, but that has our banner spot that's at the bottom of every single post. So go ahead and check that out. Not to mention that all of the Webcomic Beacon Project Wonderful banners are presently also on showing on my site, and also the Jenny Everywhere site. I have them all linked, so you get even more views instead of just on the Webcomic Beacon. So bid high, bid often.
Wow, that was nice.
So we can pay for stuff.
Yeah.
I think Book of Biff reached 1,000, didn't it?
Did they?
I'm pretty sure. I think this was his 1,000 week. Chris Hallbeck, and he'll be at PenguinCon as well. So we can ask him then if I was wrong.
Was it 5 years as well?
Yeah, there was like an anniversary of his that came up as well, too.
Hmm.
You know, Tanya, I will say that I keep getting spam mail for you at the Webcomic Beacon email.
What do you mean spam mail? Like from who?
Like that email I just sent you? There's another one I just found that was about some
gambling. I don't know that's spam mail. They were offering me money.
Yeah.
Like spam obviously offers to take your money.
They were offering you money.
As long as you connect them with your bank account across an overseas account, you know.
No, they want to pay me for blogging.
Yeah. That. You know.
Other spam mail. Is it also
It almost is.
Totally forward that kind of spam.
I mean, there was one that was about a gambling thing, and I was like, we don't have anything related to that on our thing. And it was like, no, we're not going to post this in our news section of the site. Obviously, you've not seen the site, because we don't have a news section. But in any case,
why are they only sending it to me? What?
I have no idea. Anyway,
Spirit knows.
I Love Stupid at ilovestupid.com celebrated its 100th strip. Congratulations on that. As far as other webcomic milestones, there's nothing I see in here in particular. I do see a couple of Facebook fan requests, etc., etc. And, we're on Facebook, if anybody didn't know that. You can go to webcomicbeacon.com and look for our Facebook and Twitter accounts. And you can check us out on there. We also have, somebody had emailed, I've been getting a couple of these weird emails about this comics community or something like that, this Mr. Tweet crap or whatever.
No. Mr. Tweet is not a comics community. Mr. Tweet is a Twitter thing where they recommend people for you to follow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with comics.
Okay, so that's what that is. Okay, so no, stop sending me this. And no, I will not join your fucking mafia group on Facebook, okay?
No.
I don't care. It's just more automatic adding.
I have to do a quick correction. Just really quick before I get in trouble for this.
Okay.
You're going to be a reseller for Vistaprint. You pay for it. It's a yearly fee. It's not free.
For what?
Ignore that.
For Vistaprint.
Vistaprint reselling, the merchant accounts.
Okay.
You pay a yearly fee. So
how much is the yearly fee?
I would have to look that up. Okay. But
well, let us
know. I just wanted to... Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm done. I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah, and I gotta go to bed. I have to pee. So anyway. I think we're done here unless anybody else has any news. That is a no.
No, guess not. My robot story should be winding up here in the next week or two.
Yeah, and we'll find out whether or not robot's going to be just a character for this time, or it might be a long-term character. We don't know yet, but we'll find out. An actual cast member or not. Ooh, who knows? So check out autumnlake.com and tell your friends. Tell your mom.
Tell some lonely girl who's really fit.
All right. Well, that's it for the webcomic vagina at webcomicbeacon.com. And this has been Fess of PSIwebcomic.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
This is Tanya of DaisiesAndShit.com.
That's all for this week. See you next, vagina.
That's all for now. Tune in next time at webcomicbeacon.com.
Screw the vagina, I have a vagina.